Bonneville. Oil and gas industry regularly find itself in the center of media coverage relating to a wide variety of topics from technological advancement to environmental impact. However, rarely is attention drawn to community contributions provided by the sector. These investments and contributions to local community groups often go unnoticed. The Bonneville community and local industry are absolutely amazing in the support we receive, says Janet Gobert, the Community Initiatives Coordinator for the Bonneville Friendship Center. We have received a large donation from Imperial Oil, NES Global, B&R Eccles, ATCO, as well as CNRL, who will be assisting our food bank with extra items that will be added to our food bank hampers. Ensuring that with every hamper, there will be a gift for each child for each respective household. Gobert says the support the food bank receives is truly amazing and for that the Friendship Center is very grateful. Imperial Oil has been a longtime supporter of the Bonneville Food Bank, explains Lisa Schmidt, who is the media relations liaison for Imperial Oil Limited. Given the ongoing, increasing need for these services, this year was no exception, says Schmidt. Imperial donated $11,500 to the Bonneville Food Bank to assist in its mission of providing all members of the community with food security, especially during these challenging times. Pointing to Imperial's Regional Community Investment Program, she says, "We strive to make a positive contribution and work to support and strengthen our local communities. Our community investment programs, as well as our employee volunteers, represent a shared commitment to keeping our communities resilient and improving quality of life." This year, the company also donated $10,000 to the Dragonfly Counseling and Support Center to assist in efforts focused on addressing the widespread issues related to sexual violence. This funding will help to provide free specialized and individualized services to address the needs of people impacted by sexual violence in local communities, explains Schmidt. Investing in mental health. One area of continued investment focus by Imperial has been mental health, which includes recent donations made by the company to both local school divisions, Lakeland Catholic School Division, LCSD, and Northern Lights Public School Division, as well as the Bonneville Health Foundation. A total of $75,000 was donated to both school divisions this year. This funding went toward supporting youth mental health and well-being through increased access to student psychologists and family outreach workers, ultimately creating a safe place for youth to access support and information, says Schmidt. Having received a $35,000 grant from Imperial, LCSD is now able to move forward with its Mental Health Matters campaign, according to a statement released by the division. "The pandemic has been hard on all of us, but most of all, our students," said LCSD Superintendent Pamela Guilbeau. "Their lives have been turned upside down, classes shifting on and offline, extracurricular activities being canceled, not being able to gather with friends and family. It can be a challenge and put pressure on their mental health." The mental health initiative will focus on mental well-being of LCSD students by reducing stigma, increasing awareness, creating support groups, and sharing resources within the community. "Together we are making a positive difference," says James Breidenbach, Imperial's Cold Lake Operations Asset Manager. "Our collective experiences during COVID continue to teach us the importance of investing in mental health community services and programs, and Imperial remains committed to supporting this important issue in the Lakeland area and across Canada. We are so grateful for their contribution to this campaign. It proves that they also see how vital our students' mental well-being is to their overall day-to-day lives, including their schoolwork," adds Guilbeau. According to the Bonneville Health Foundation, 1 in 5 community members struggle with their mental health. To increase support and access, the Bonneville Health Foundation introduced a virtual program which consists of the use of an iPad connecting a psychiatrist in St. Paul with a patient in Bonneville, ultimately allowing the psychiatrist increased availability and flexibility for patients in a mental health crisis, says Schmidt. To support this new initiative, Imperial donated $10,000. A representative from Canada Natural Resources Limited, CNRL, could not be reached for comment on the company's community contributions and the donations they provided to the Bonneville Food Bank to purchase gifts for children serviced through the center. According to Gobert, the center and food bank have seen a record number of individuals and families accessing their services over the last couple of months.